boyfriend, MC, he's taking me to the Como Zoo.
Yay!
It's not for the animals, though. Oh. Hey-o! If you were listening yesterday,
you're going to have to explain.
Let me strike that, reverse it. Okay, so yesterday at this time, I told a story about how I mentioned to him when I first moved to Minnesota, I used to go to Minnehaha Falls by myself.
Yeah.
Keywords there. And Como Park by myself. And it was kind of lonely. Then I said, oh, I've never been to Como Zoo. I want to go to Como Zoo. And he said, yeah, you should go there. And I said, oh, well, I want to go to Como Zoo. And he said, yeah, do it. And then what's wrong? And I said, will you take me to Como Zoo? And he said, I don't like zoos. And I thought,
you were
my
offended.
Boyfriend,
you called him a bad word.
Well, I did imply that he wasn't being as romantic as I wished he would be. I said he isn't trying to impress me anymore.
Yeah.
At the beginning of a relationship, I believe people are the best of themselves to attract the other person. So they look for ways to, I don't know, find dates for you to do. So I was just basically saying, not I really got to go see those animals. What I was really saying was, I want to go out on a date with you. And then he finally got that.
So what happened?
Last night, we were talking about something and he said, oh, what are we going to do tomorrow? Because he does not have his kids tonight. He goes, when are you going to come home? When can I see you tomorrow? And he's like, we need to do something. What do you want to do? And I go, I don't know. Maybe go to the Como Zoo.
Oh, God. Was he just like, fine, I'll take you to the dang zoo.
And he goes, wow, that really bothered you, didn't it? And I go, wasn't about like you not liking zoos or me wanting to go to the zoo and you just don't like them and me wanting to you to sacrifice yourself to go to the zoo. It was about, let's do something that's fun and free, by the way. And that is why. And he goes, I'll take you to the Como Zoo.
So you get to go to the zoo.
Well, I don't think we're going to go tonight, though, because it closes at 6 and I'm not going to get home till about 5. But he agreed to go to the Como Zoo.
Well, yeah, I would say that's a success, Mike. What do you think?
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm very happy for you.
No, I'm very happy.
And I like it's a success Zoo. Because I didn't, because I did have thoughts yesterday when he went to the movie with his friends. Maybe I'll just go to the Como Zoo right now. Mm-hmm. And then I looked up the hours and I'm like, it's too late. It just ended. And then I started to cry a little bit
myself. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't cry. Because you couldn't go to the zoo?
I had my hand in my head eating my meal alone.
Aww.
And I had a tear that came out.
She's really selling it, Mike.
She is.
Wow. Anyway, I'm glad you get to go to the zoo. You think you're going to go this weekend?
Sure. Maybe
what
not
What are you
this
most excited
weekend?
To see?
I'm most excited to see, there seems to be some sloths there. And that, I love sloths. There's so many different kinds of sloths. And I want to see what kind of sloths they have.
Yeah. Do they have sloths? They do.
There's one sloth, one sloth, I believe. And if you go into the Tropical Encounters area, at the very end, you're going to see a tree. And then there's a very slow moving sloth in there.
Oh, okay.
They also have an anaconda in that area. So just be prepared.
I have never been to the Como Zoo.
He's in a cage. It's
my God. I thought you meant the anaconda was with the sloth.
No. Okay, girl. They're not going
to
leave
an
anaconda.
He needs to move faster.
It is fun, though, because in that Tropical Encounters, you walk in this area, and most of the animals, with the exception of the creepy crawlies, like there's some dart frogs and some, you know, fish and tarantulas and things. But on the other side of it, you've got, like, free roaming birds just hanging around. You got the sloth that's not really in a cage. You've got turtles that are in this little turtle area.
But nothing that's going to eat anything else.
No, exactly.
You know, they all coexist. Made sure that there's nothing in there that's going to eat anything.
Circle of life.
Well, it's a circle
you don't
of life.
Want the circle of life well, at the zoo. Yeah.
You don't.
No,
you're so
don't.
Right.
Mike, you don't want kids rolling up as, you know, wildebeest is getting mowed down by a lion.
Oh, God.
I enjoy that part.
Awful. I do love, when it comes to zoos, I do love those enclosure things where you feel like you're in the jungle or in the rainforest or something. Yeah. The Minnesota Zoo has one like that, right? And I've always just been like, oh, I just want to walk around in here. But, you know, like off the beaten path.
Uh-oh.
And just look at the animals.
Sure.
You know.
I went to the website, of course, because I'm a pre-planner, and I looked at the map just to see, you know, what kind of things they have in there. And I thought, you know, I know that this they take donations, but it is a free zoo. So I think we need to go patronize them. And I got excited
about it. Well, good. I'm glad you got to go, or you get to go.
I am glad I get to go as well. Now, let's look at the gift shop. I've already perused this. Do I get to have some type of souvenir that I will convince him to buy me when we're there?
Sure. What do you want?
Maybe some type of a plushie.
Yeah.
Because I don't
have
enough of
those. You like your stuffed animals.
Yeah. And he does like to buy me those. So, Mike?
No, I'm just. I don't think they have beaver plushies, but we'll see.
He's already got a beaver plushie.
I have a beaver.
And don't call it a plushie. It's just a stuffed animal.
Yeah. Well, there's certain brands like Jellycat and Squishmallow.
Did you see? There's a picture of a gigantic sloth one.
There is?
Yes.
How much?
I think it's a sloth. I have no idea. It's too far away.
Listen,
it's just in the back
him.
Of the picture.
How much? How much is my love worth?
Oh, I mean, that's a question you got to ask MC.
Oh, Mike, what else?
I'm just looking. There's cute little billy goats. There's like these fox that are cute. We got to get Bradley one of those because he wants to have his that fox.
Fennec fox.
Yeah, there's lots of really cool little
They
plushies.
Do also have electric scooters.
It's a narwhal.
Oh.
Now I'm learning it's Mike that needs to go to the zoo.
I was there 2 weeks ago.
You
I'm
were?
Good. Yep.
You didn't go to the gift shop, though.
I did.
How'd you leave without going to the gift shop?
I did actually.
You didn't
go
get
to the
your
gift
narwhal?
Shop. No, I didn't get my narwhal. I should have.
Narwhals kind of creep me out. I wouldn't want to be swimming around in an ocean and all of a sudden a narwhal rolls up. That thing would stick you in the behind with that big old
the
unicorn
key is
horn.
To that is just to grab onto that thing and then go for a ride.
Bye.
Just hold on.
Bye, buddy. I hope you find your dad.
That's what a narwhal would sound like.
That's the best part of Elf.
Yeah.
He pops up at the very, when he's leaving the North
That's
Pole.
Right.
Is there a narwhal?
There's a narwhal.
Elf?
A narwhal pops up and you're thinking, oh, is he going to be attacked? And he goes, bye, buddy. I hope you find your dad. Thanks, Mr. Narwhal.
That's
the best part of the movie.
That is exactly
that
right.
Part.
You know, I have a lot of things in my life, like actual things.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times I just like to have experiences. So,
oh, I get it, girl.
You know what I mean?
I'm very excited that you get to go to the zoo and you're going to have to give us a full play-by-play. I expect lots of video coverage.
Yes.
You'll have to take video of your zoo trip.
It might not be for a couple of weeks.
What your favorite animal is.
Unless I take a day off to
go
to the Como Zoo.
Please keep us updated, will you?
I will. I surely will. Now, we have to talk about next. There's a guy who makes $80,000 a month. It has nothing and everything to do with a bottle of wine. Coming up next on...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Site or app.
Hey guys, Bradley here for my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Did you know that without energy efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
A little blind spot, we're big on service.
There's a guy in the last year that's made $80,000 a month, $40,000 to $80,000. It has nothing and everything to do with a bottle of wine.
Ooh.
Hit it, Mike.
It's 1:15. Let's talk about Bean, Brad, and Dawn. Let's talk Bean at 1:15.
What do you mean, wine bottle?
Oh my gosh, introducing Girthmaster.
Oh God.
I just came right out with it, didn't I? So there's a viral video out there of a woman who is, I believe, in Australia. And she's just interviewing people on the street about what their job is and how much they make. The purpose of this was she's working for a company who has a job search app that's like Tinder. So you swipe left and right on job applications, which I think is pretty clever.
That's cute, yeah.
I don't know what the name of it is. It doesn't matter. You find it yourself if you want to. It could just be in Australia.
That's not the story.
That's not the story. The story is she approached a very tall man on the street and asked him things about himself. And let's just play the clip here.
What do you do and how much do you make?
So I'm an OnlyFans content creator. I'm in the top 0.1% of earners on the platform worldwide. Between $40,000 and $80,000 a month.
What is your weekly work week like?
So typically I'll probably shoot a couple of times a week and like edit the videos, spend a lot of time marketing.
Shooting
I'd
videos.
Say I spend 60 to 80 hours a week working.
Wow. How long have you been in that role for?
I went full time a year ago. So it's been a pretty big year.
Does your work impact your romantic relationships?
Yeah, it has lately. Like, it's always been fun, and I'm not really looking for anything serious, so it's always, like, great. But there's been a few times where girls will find out what I do, and then, like, the plans fizzle out.
Do you ever get recognized?
Yeah, I have. I started showing my face, like, a year ago. And, yeah, it's been wild. Like, usually when people are drunk, they'll come up to me and say something, which is fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So he has made in the last year nearly $1 million.
And why?
That's because he has a very his name is Girthmaster, and there is a feature of his on OnlyFans that he displays.
Yeah.
That
what's that?
It is as big as a wine bottle.
His foot?
Nope.
Spleen.
He does things with it.
Pancreas?
It is human nature to do these
Liver.
Things. Nope. It's his penis. And I didn't look it up, but you did. So why don't you talk about it?
Well, it is as big as a wine bottle. Because he's literally holding up. TMZ is the one that I saw this story last night.
So
I was scrolling
silly.
Through looking, because this is our lives, you guys. I'm sitting on the couch after dinner and I'm like, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? Oh, God, we're going to talk about this guy.
Yeah.
Sure enough, TMZ has this story with the video that you just played. And I was like, okay, I mean, wine bottle?
And you didn't share that story with me? I was just too busy looking at
it. There might be something creepy about me going, hey, Mike, you see this story?
Well, I can't look it up now, but I want to know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm
going to tell you.
I have my phone is restricted, so I can't look up things like that.
Your phone? What do you mean your phone is restricted?
It doesn't have the ability to search dirty stuff.
Weird.
There's
what do you got on your phone?
There's some kind of a lock on it.
There is?
Yeah. I don't know how to unlock it.
We'll talk about that off the air.
But I don't really care. Like, I don't need to unlock it. But then sometimes, you know, like this, for instance, it's not going to let me search
she's
for
going.
That. I don't either.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what were you going to say, Mike?
No, I said what I was going to say.
No,
next time you see a story like this,
send it your way.
Sure. Yeah. I'd like to.
Well, here's what caught my eye.
Not the wine bottle?
I didn't know that was a wine bottle up in that corner there. There's a little circle on this TMZ, and the title said, OnlyFans stars Girthmaster, Pornhub searches explode after viral income reveal. And then in the circle is a wine bottle, but I just thought it was a tool of some sort. And I was like, what a tool.
I mean, it is, technically speaking.
But it just is a, like, and then you can't help but click on Girthmaster and his babes launch gallery, but they're not going to show anything on TMZ.
But poor Mike, his eyes.
But he seems to like to stand next to shorter girls, and like he's
tall. To be clear, all girls are shorter than him.
Yeah, I wonder how tall he is.
He's like 7 feet tall, practically.
Okay. Yeah, I mean he's got to be like 6'8" or something like that. But I think the way the article is written just made me laugh a lot.
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, what about this story stood out to you? One wonders. You were talking earlier about the fact that he made $80,000 a month.
Yes, it said, we're told Girthmasters consistently growing in popularity, swelling to higher totals. Okay, TMZ.
Yeah, but you were talking specifically about the amount of money and maybe like how does a person...
Oh, right. How does a person make that much money? There is a lot of interest in it, I guess. Cardi B mentioned him at one point. And then I thought, what can I do to make even just a little bit of that money without taking off my clothes? And I was trying to think up ideas.
Which are? Do you have any?
I thought I could read Shakespeare and put on lipstick.
Yeah, because she was talking about this earlier, Mike, and I was like, well, so you're not going to make $80,000 a year putting on lipstick.
What about just $2,000?
I mean, I don't know what the going rate is on OnlyFans, truth be told.
Can't we just all do something? Even if it brought $10.
Let's see. Which one of us can make more money on OnlyFans?
Ooh, that's a fun bet. That's terrifying. What is your character going to be?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is like, okay, hypothetically speaking, what is the thing that you... Because to me, it would be non-sexual, but... What's the non-sexual thing that you would feel comfortable doing?
Well, let's see. We got to think about the
market.
That's
also going to get dollar bills. Mike, you're laughing.
I'm laughing because I already know yours.
What?
You are going to make butter shirtless.
Shirtless butter.
Or just making kefir shirtless.
Yeah, just shaking. Yeah.
Yes. You're just shaking the butter jar.
The butter jar.
And then maybe get your hands in some sourdough. Oh, you know, just kneading that bread.
I'll just knead some.
And look at the camera a lot.
Make like
we can
ASMR.
Direct you. Yeah. We'll direct you. That's the sourdough sound.
Yeah.
I hope.
What are you going to do?
So. I think that people like.
Dawn is going to pet her beaver.
What?
You're plushie.
I will. I'll add that in. I will.
You could just
I
have
think people like.
Petting
I think
your stuffed animals.
In There's probably people that are turned on by
that's
that.
That's what I mean.
I will wear glasses because I think that that's a trope in porn. Like, oh, it's the smart woman. It doesn't mean you have to be smart. Just put on some glasses. And then I'll put my hair up in like a teacher's bun of some sort.
And you're going to pet
and
your stuffed animal.
And then I'll have the beaver next to me. And then I'll read some Shakespeare. And then I'll put on some, but I'll put on some lip gloss for every page. Whoop.
I like it. Mike? What would Mike be? Mike's going to be like, I'm cooking a steak. And just sure. like at the grill.
Oh, I
flipping
could.
That steak.
I could do play-by-play of naughty videos.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay.
But then I'll make it really, really fun and funny yeah. and goofy.
Like, it's like, is he play-by-playing an adult film or
yeah.
a cartoon?
There you go. You don't know. And then you have to decide.
No, and then at the end of the video, you get the reveal. That's kind of creepy. Never mind.
Yeah. And then he closes the laptop.
It's workshopping. I don't know.
Well, look,
figure something
we're
out.
We're on the
brink of success.
Yeah.
These are going to explode. These sites of ours are going to explode. We can put a teaser trailer on Instagram. Well, I'm just saying, do you want to make some money?
Yeah,
sure,
yes.
We all do.
Yeah, I just don't want to, you know, get too many creepers.
Ah, well, you know, that's their own thing. As long as they're paying that subscription, they're smashing that like, and they're subscribing.
What are we doing next?
I have to talk about that. Are you looking to buy a home? Well, look no further than calling David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. This is the time that people buy homes because most people, if they have kids, want to move in the summertime. I learned this all from David last time I talked to him. So it's important to get into a house now. And if you've ever felt intimidated or unsure about what you're signing, what documents, what are these? Well, he's going to help you out. He will explain everything. He prides himself and his team on prompt responses, explaining the process, and even helping first-time home buyers get their ducks in a row. And why should you use First Equity? Well, they are an independent mortgage broker, and they are going to find the best. They're going to find the best mortgage for you. They basically shop multiple lenders, giving you the best advantage. So call him today. Do what a lot of my talkers have done. We refinance with David. So if you want to do that, call him as well. 763-251-8000 or my talk keyword, David.
Hi. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
The King of England. He just made history, and that means we are one step closer to being in the Royal Order of the Garter.
The heck's that?
Well, the Royal Order of the Garter, it is a fake little club that a long time ago King Edward III made because he really liked the story of King Arthur, who didn't actually exist. There's no evidence really about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. So Edward III, back in like 1300 or whatever, he really wanted to make sure he had his own like Knights of the Round Table. It's like a party of people that are on his side. People he can, you know, run around with in the woods and hunt. I don't know. But that has gone on in tradition for a very long time.
Interesting.
Now, until just this week, it has always been a blood member or blood members of the royal family. But this king just made history because he just appointed Brigitte, the Duchess of Gloucester. And she will be...
Who's she when she's at home?
When she's at home, she is the wife of his mother's cousin.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Interesting.
Queen Elizabeth's cousin was married to this Brigitte woman. And now, at 77 years old, he has let her into this exclusive club that really has no purpose. But I think it's a cool thing because all they wanted to keep, you know, it's like... Keep it in the family. They've been that way for hundreds of years.
So the rule was you had to be a member of the British royal family, like a part of the bloodline of the British royal family in order to be in this exclusive club. But the king is opening it up, it
he
sounds
sure
like.
He sure is, because he's progressive. Come on now. So she is the first non-blood royal who hasn't married to the monarch or the heir to be appointed to the position.
Oh, okay, good for her. Good luck to you, ma'am.
Well, now it opens it up for other royal spouses. Like, Sophie, the Duchess of Edinburgh, will be welcomed into the order in the future, possibly.
Who's that?
She is the Duke of Edinburgh's wife. Who would be?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'm sorry. Family chart is out in front of me.
She married into the family. That's essentially what it means. And I think this is a pretty cool thing. And I don't know why. And I know she's just some old white lady. But I was excited for her. I was like, this is really cool. She's 77. Who knows how much longer she's going to live. And he has made history by saying you get to be in this special club where they wear very fancy outfits.
I mean, ultimately, do you just want to be? I mean, do you want some fancy?
I do. I want to go to a ceremony that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Like there is no purpose to this.
I think my equivalent of that would just be like to be knighted or to be to get a, you know, some sort of honorific from the monarch. I wouldn't have wanted one from Charles, though. I would have wanted one from Elizabeth.
Oh, true, true. Well, she wasn't
like it wouldn't be as fun.
Well, it's too late for that.
Well,
unless you get into TARDIS and go back in time.
Spoiler alert.
But what do they get to do? There's a big ceremony.
Yeah, do you get a free parking spot somewhere at Buckingham Palace?
I think that on Garter Day, which
what the heck
just,
is the Garter Day?
Garter Day is to appoint new people into the order and also to celebrate that they're in this club. And they wear very, very fancy
outfits.
So
it's just like an we're better than you and we get to wear fancy robes.
These hats they wear to this thing. I'm looking at a picture right now of Prince William.
Yeah, but it's fun to play dress up, I bet, for them.
No, it's so much.
Yeah.
Like he has a huge hat. Well, all the men have these huge hats with huge plumes. We have moved on from the previous conversation.
Hey-o.
But they also have very big, heavy robes with huge crests. There's a big old necklace and a big old bell on the end of it. Actually, I think that's like a little amulet with a unicorn on it. I mean, it's basically like, it looks like a costume.
Yeah. Well, it is.
It
I mean,
is
like
a costume.
Literally everything in the royal family, everyone has a costume. The king has a costume.
These are extra special costumes, though.
Yeah.
So she's always been at these events because she supported her husband, who's in the Royal Order of the Garter. But now they've welcomed her in.
Well, that's fun. I'm glad for her. Good
she
luck to you, ma'am, the Duchess of Gloucester.
She didn't have to make any type of blood sacrifice, I don't think. There's nothing that's like a secret ceremony in the woods with owls.
What?
You
Did
know.
You just make that up?
No, but that's like one of the, that's one of, there are a lot of stories about like old school clubs that are secret clubs.
Ooh.
Where they go into the woods and they worship this big owl. They use it a lot in movies as like funny tropes to like secret societies.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like the, what's that? Druids?
Yes. Like a druid thing. So that is the latest. And I'm very happy for her.
Happy for her, too. She's probably, you know, doesn't have much going on in her life. So this will be a nice little bonus.
That's right.
Congrats, ma'am. In other royal news, I did want to make sure we did not leave today without talking about the best example of petty corner that the British royal family has dished out in a long time. And by that, I mean
this week,
Buckingham. But what is Buckingham, you ask? It is not a jam that I would make in my own home. Although now, as I'm thinking about it, this summer, I am going to make my own Buckingham. But Buckingham refers to Buckingham Palace totally shading Meghan Markle by posting about their own strawberry jam. You might remember.
Oh, God.
You might remember that our good friend Meghan Markle promoted her American Riviera Orchard brand on the internet by sending a bunch of homemade preserves to her bougie friends so that they would post it on Instas and get people talking about American Riviera Orchard. Actually, we were like, we want some of that jam, Megan, send it our way. Well, Buckingham Palace knew a good opportunity to get their own brand in the mix. And so they promoted their strawberry preserves just days after Megan released hers on their Instagram. And I thought, that is so delicious.
Oh, my God.
And then we just went down this rabbit hole, Dawn and I did before the show, looking at all the other preserves. They make like a whole bunch of preserves at Buckingham Palace gift shop. However, I don't think any of the fruit actually comes from like the royal properties. I'm kind of bummed by that.
Oh, how do you know? I heard that it comes from the Cornwall.
Well, that's like a part of England.
Yeah, it is. It's like big farmland that the Prince of Wales has to independently make money outside of the monarch. And so it comes from that property.
But in my head, I'm thinking that like King Charles goes out and picks a bag of strawberries.
He doesn't do anything.
I know, but I'm saying like it just, there's nothing special about it is my point. It's probably going to taste like any other strawberry jam. And then when we tried to order it, it was like $3.95 in pounds, which
tried,
I don't know what that is in euros or dollars.
Probably like $5.50.
But then shipping was like $20.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Spending no
$20? We can pool our money together.
I think so. Pool our money and we'll take a third.
Yeah.
I'll take a third.
Bring a little.
Just one big spoon.
Bring a little jar.
If any of our listeners are headed to England.
Merry old England.
And you're going to be at Buckingham Palace, maybe swing by and grab us a jar.
From the gift shop.
And then we'll reimburse you upon your return.
Yeah.
We'll even give you a, I don't know, something special. They did have all sorts of flavors. Do you want strawberry? They got strawberry. Oh. They have Seville marmalade, which is like the marmalade I make.
That's not going to be any better than yours, so I'm just going to eat yours.
I do kind of want to try them side by side and see if you can tell which one is royal.
Oh, that's a great idea. Well, let's see. As long as
what
we're
if you're like, oh, this
order,
is trash.
No, no. So they have, what other ones do they have? I'm trying to find.
They had strawberry. They had Seville. I think they had fig.
Yes.
I don't have any fig jam, though.
I love fig jam.
Buckingham. It's not called Buckingham, but they missed an opportunity.
Yeah,
I also just want to like, you know that that was some social media person over on the Instagram account at Buckingham Palace was like, hey, guys, I have a brilliant idea. Meghan Markle just posted about her jam. I think we should do a jam post.
You know, I wonder how far up the chain that goes whenever they decide to... when they decide to do something like this on social media, is it just a few people that are snickering in an office? Or do they have to completely run it up the chain as far as it can go to make sure that it's okay?
By running up the chain, it's probably someone in the royal household and not anywhere near the actual people involved. They've got honey. They've got marmalade, strawberry preserves, honey, marmalade, and strawberry preserves. So, yeah, that's all they have.
That's it?
Yeah.
What about fig? You promised me figs.
No, I didn't. I just said I thought maybe.
Well, you know how I am with figs. So.
I think we should do strawberry, though. What do you think?
Strawberry is the most... Yeah, but then you wanted to have some marmalade to compare to yours.
Yeah.
Let's just get all of it.
Okay.
How that is...
You mean when a listener
like
goes to England?
$15 we'll owe them. And something special you promised. I don't know what that is.
I'm fine with that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Special can be like a high five.
Oh, good.
Or a nice selfie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to them and congrats on Petty Corner.
That's great. Okay. So, coming up next, is Croy Bierman dead? Kim Zolciak wanted you to think that he was dead. Coming up on My
Talk. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here with the smartest way to boat. My friends at Your Boat Club. Head to yourboatclub.com, would you? Because there you're going to learn all about what a membership to Your Boat Club truly entails. And honestly, not very much, other than a whole heck of a lot of fun. Actually, Your Boat Club takes care of most of the work. So with your membership, you're going to be on the water in no time. And that means on one of many lakes around Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, even Florida. What they offer with those annual unlimited boating memberships is truly just a summer filled of family fun or friendly fun or just you and your dog. I mean, it really doesn't matter who wants to get out on the water. They have got a solution for you. Pontoons, speedboats, fishing boats, you name it. They also do daily and multi-day boat rentals, and they actually have boat sales as well. They occasionally, a few times a year, have boat auctions. If you want to learn more about how you can get on the water this summer, head to yourboatclub.com. Tell them, Brad.